Throughout my lifetime, it's been a given that Americans are taller and healthier than their European counterparts. It now seems that my received knowledge is 100 years out of date. The average American is, for example, 2 inches shorter than the average Dutchman, and the gap is widening as the Dutch get taller and the Americans shrink. Professor John Komlos, a professor of economics and chair of the Institute of Economic History at the University of Munich, has been researching American and European physiques, and earlier this morning I asked him if he discovered why Americans are not growing as fast as Europeans.
Well, we do not know exactly, but we have a pretty good idea of the various causes that are probably responsible for it. Some of these have to do with the health system, which has been under criticism for quite a long time. Has to do with the income inequality in the United States, and of course it also has to do with nutrition.
So it seems that the average American is slightly shrinking, if anything. Is junk food a major problem over there?
Well, I think it is, not only for physical stature, but it also for the obesity epidemic that is underway in the country. And of course, food nowadays has so many additives that we have a hard time controlling exactly what we are eating. It's hard to believe, but we're eating thousands of tons of monosodium glutamate. Who knows what that is doing to our bodies?
So this is a problem simply because we don't know, or there are not enough tests have been carried out to say what happens with all these additives.
That's my belief.
Now, is height, which is what you've been measuring, is height an indication of social status as well?
It is. In almost every society, one finds that people who are better educated or have a higher social status or a higher income are also taller. This was even the case in the socialist country of the German Democratic Republic, which claimed to be a classless society, but in fact the difference between the well-to-do and the less well-to-do was just as much as in West Germany.
Are there any genetic reasons for differences in average heights?
There is at the individual level, but not so much at the level of population, at least within European countries and countries which have a European background.
Now, it's fairly well known that over the past 1,000 years, average heights have fallen by several inches and then risen again. Is that purely due to climate change, or is it also due to diet?
It's also due to diet. Agricultural productivity has to do with protein intake. Before the agricultural revolution, many hunting and gathering societies were living on a high-protein diet and were relatively tall. Actually, at the beginning of the Middle Ages, Europeans were also relatively tall, but as population growth proceeded and population density increased and urbanization increased, the diet deteriorated to a considerable extent, reaching a low point in the 17th century.